USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden leading a crowded field in the race for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. In a new Iowa poll, the former VP, the favorite of 24% in the Des Moines Register MediaCom CNN poll. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders second with 16%. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren third with 15%. David Chalian is political director for CNN.
The great majority of these candidates don't even crack 5% in this poll. Only five candidates do. So getting a breakthrough moment and trying to get some traction is proving extraordinarily difficult.
The New York Times is claiming that President Trump's deal to avert tariffs on Mexican imports consists largely of actions that Mexico had already agreed to, including more troops at its southern border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The Iranian government says there must be more cooperation from the European Union or else there will be consequences. A Reuters report saying the Iranians want Europe to abandon sanctions and restore normalized trade with Iran. The report cites the foreign minister of Iran saying that if European member states don't normalize ties, that Iran will, quote, halt our commitments or take action in accordance with the European Union's punitive policies towards Iran. Sanctions still in place to try to get Iran to abandon weapons and ballistic missile programs. The Midwest still being impacted by historic flooding. Missouri Governor Mike Parson says it's probably going to be that way for a while.
Right now you're kind of going through the events trying to handle the disaster portion of it. But you know what's going to be huge is going to be the next couple of months just trying to rebuild and try to get things back to some sort of normal.
He spoke there on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Poor conditions reportedly found at facilities that are housing migrants who have come seeking asylum in the United States. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The internal watchdog for the Homeland Security Department visited four facilities. They say inspectors found serious risks. In California, nooses were found in detainees' cells and also inadequate medical care. In New Jersey, there was spoiled food and moldy bread. Both of those locations had unusable toilets and mold in the bathrooms. The report says ICE has taken steps to correct the problems.
Talks are underway for a merger that would create one of the world's biggest aerospace and defense companies. The Wall Street Journal reporting that aerospace giant United Technologies is nearing a deal to merge with U.S. defense contractor Raytheon. The companies reportedly have a market value worth over $160 billion and could announce an all-stock deal within the next few days. One report saying as early as tomorrow, United Technologies would likely own a majority of the new company. Its CEO would head it. Raytheon is a U.S. military contractor that makes the Tomahawk and Patriot missile systems. And Sir Winston wins the Belmont Stakes yesterday. The favored horse, Tacitus, placed second. No Triple Crown winner this year, as three different horses won each leg of the Triple Crown. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.